This is the Steve Callis Show on SportsTalkNetwork.com. You can call us at 440-579-2531. Send us an email at studio@sportstalknetwork.com or follow us on Twitter at SportsTalkNet. The Steve Callis Show on SportsTalkNetwork.com starts now.
Hello again, everybody. This is Steve Callis on The Steve Callis Show. It's Friday, October 12, 2012. I encourage you to send your emails to studio@sportstalknetwork.com. That's S-T-U-D-I-O at sportstalknetwork.com. Baseball took over the world yesterday. If you listen to this show, you know I was never a wild card guy, but agreed once you had one wild card, you should have two wild cards. Now, yesterday, obviously with the two wild cards decided a week ago, you had four games, four possible elimination games, two game fives. We'll go to the game fives first. San Francisco doing something that certainly I thought was impossible. They lost two games at home to Cincinnati. Cincinnati with the better record. Cincinnati gets the three games at home to conclude. No way that San Francisco could beat Cincinnati three games in Cincinnati. But, of course, it's baseball. That's exactly what happened yesterday. Buster Posey gets a grand slam to give San Francisco a 6-0 lead. Cincinnati chips away, chips away, chips away. An ill-advised double steal down 6-3 called by Dusty Baker, first and second. Buster Posey throws out a runner at third to kill a rally for Cincinnati. Ryan Ludwig hits a home run, his third of the series. Then it's 6-4. But at the end of the day, the Giants get the win. Romo comes in to get a save, ending in the third, four-out save. Matt Cain gets the win. Giants 6, Reds 4. Giants move on. Reds go home. Now, Cincinnati started Matt Latos. He was unbelievable for three innings. Collapsed in the fourth. Gave up the grand slam to Posey. Six runs, five earned, and four and a third. Matt Cain, 5 2/3, six hits, three runs, all earned. But San Francisco, an amazing play. If you watch the highlights, an amazing play by Angel Pagan in center field, first and second, two outs. He comes in and makes a diving catch to snuff out a rally. Cincinnati always had a chance. They had the tying run up four innings in a row, sixth, seventh, eighth, and ninth. But they couldn't get the job done. The Giants deserve to win. It's unbelievable that they could go into Cincinnati and beat them three games. First team to be to come back from 2-0 down, go into the other team's building, win three in a row. An amazing win for the Giants, a devastating loss for Cincinnati. In the game, Sandoval 2-for-4 with a run scored, Pence 2-for-4, and Buster Posey with that grand slam pointed out after the game in an interview that it was Hunter Pence's speeches to the team, keeping the team up, keeping them positive. That was as much of them winning a game as anything else, which was surprising because Pence had just come over, of course, from the Phillies just a couple of months ago. But Posey pointed to Pence's leadership. Of course, everyone pointed to Posey's grand slam and his throw out at third base. Posey might very well be the MVP. I was a McCutcheon guy all year until the Pirates fell off a cliff. Giants 6, Reds 4. Joey Votto 2-for-4 for the Reds. Ludwig 2-for-5 with two RBIs in that home run, his third of the series. Scott Rowland 2-for-5, although he did make another error, unusual for him. Giants 6, Reds 4. Giants move on, Reds go home. The other elimination game, Detroit at Oakland. Unfortunately for Oakland, tied the series at 2-2, but unfortunately for them, Detroit, unlike anyone else, can drop the Justin Verlander hammer on the other team, and that's exactly what happened yesterday. I mean, really unfair when this guy's got it going. If you don't get him early, you don't get him. Yesterday, Verlander, complete game, four-hit shutout. Tigers 6, Athletics nothing. I mean, what can you say? It was the Justin Verlander show. 9 innings, 4 hits, no runs, 1 walk, 11 strikeouts, 122 pitches, which is what he can do. Verlander, of course, 2-0 in the 5-game series. Detroit wins the series 3-2. You give the A's credit for a fantastic season, but once again, Billy Beane gets a team to the playoffs, and they're simply unable to win. Austin Jackson, who came over to the Yankees in the Curtis Grandison trade, and while Grandison's been good for the Yankees, Jackson has been very good for the Tigers as well. 2-for-5, 2 runs scored, 2 RBIs for the leadoff hitter Austin Jackson, a big key. Omar Infante batting 9th, 2-for-3, 2 runs scored. Those are 4 of the 6 runs between your number 9 hitter, sometimes called your second leadoff hitter, and Austin Jackson. It was Infante early who singled, went to second on a wild pitch. Then Jackson doubled him home with the first run. Tigers with 2 in the 3rd, then put it away with 4 in the 7th. Cabrera hit by a pitch with the bases loaded. Prince Fielder with a bloop single. Again, Jared Parker, not a match for Verlander, not that anyone is. 6 and a 3rd, 7 hits, 4 runs, all earned. He takes his loss, the 2nd. And again, Athletics with 4 hits. Cespedes, Donaldson, Moss, and Pennington, but not nearly enough. Tigers 6, Athletics 0. Tigers move on. Athletics go home. Again, those were the 2 Game 5s. And if you can have non-deciding games, that would be more exciting than deciding games. Well, certainly Baltimore and the Yankees, St. Louis at Washington. Yankees, of course, up 2-1 after those incredible heroics of Raul Ibanez the day before, Joe Girardi actually pinch-hitting for A-Rod and looking like a genius, as Ibanez, as you know, hit a home run in the 9th and then another in the 12th to win the game. But yesterday, very interesting, you know, A-Rod dropped from number 3 to number 5 in the lineup. Not that that's a big deal, to share a batting 3rd instead. But an amazing game, a 13-inning game. Nate McLouth hits a home run to give the Orioles a 1-0 lead. Jeter doubles, and Cano eventually scores him on the ground out to tie up the game at 1. The game winds up going 13 innings before J.J. Hardy doubles in Manny Machado in the top of the 13th. And Jim Johnson, after blowing the save against Ibanez on Wednesday, comes out of the bullpen to get the save again on Thursday. You need a straight, you need a short memory when you're a closer. And what a game this was on a number of levels. But the big talk in New York is, of course, some people actually think A-Rod won't start today in Game 5, the deciding game. I find that virtually impossible to believe. But Orioles 2, Yankees 1. Cano hitting 111 for the series, Rodriguez hitting 125 for the series, Swisher hitting 133 for the series, Grandison, worst of all, 063, 0-for-5 with 3 strikeouts. I mean, the Yankees are relying on guys like Jason Nix, 2-for-3 yesterday, and Russell Martin with that big home run the other night. Jeter, 2-for-6 yesterday. He's Jeter. He's hitting 420 in the series, but Cano, A-Rod, Swisher, Granderson, just a total disaster. I think there's something like 8-for-70, or I saw a stat today. I mean, it's just unbelievable. And, of course, the Yankees have lived and died with the home run, and it's hard to do that in the postseason. Orioles 2, Yankees 1, 13 innings. McLouth 2-for-5 with that home run. Hardy 2-for-6. Orioles with only 8 hits in 13 innings. The Yankees with only 7 hits in 13 innings. Nix and Jeter, the only 2 Yankees with 2 hits. Just unbelievable. But again, some people, again, think A-Rod will not start this game. I find that hard to believe. In fact, I thought A-Rod came up in the 8th inning, 2nd and 3rd, 1 out, only has to hit a fly ball to arguably win the game or give the Yankees the lead. I thought if Girardi had pinch hit for him with Ibanez the day before, he could have pinch hit for him yesterday with Ibanez. He decided not to. Winds up pinch hitting Ibanez for Jason Nix the next inning. Ibanez grounds out the 1st. and then winds up putting up Eric Chavez for Rodriguez with nobody on base down a run. So again, if you're going to, I don't know if humiliate A-Rod is the word, he's been as bad as you could be. I mean, he's totally lost. And look, he's not A-Rod anymore and hasn't been. He's not going to be. There was the steroids era A-Rod, by his own admission. Then there was the non-injured A-Rod. Now there's the injured A-Rod. Now there's the 37, 38-year-old A-Rod. And he's got like 5 years left on his contract. This is going to be an ongoing disaster. But everybody thought so when he signed that 10-year extension. So I think A-Rod starts today, but I'll say it again. If you're going to pinch hit for him in the ninth inning with Ibanez, who hits a home run, you might as well pinch hit for him in the eighth inning with second and third. All you needed was a fly ball there. A-Rod, of course, struck out. Swisher flied out. Inning over. Flash forward to the 13th. They wind up pinch hitting for A-Rod with Eric Chavez, who hits it hard, hits a line drive down the third baseline, but he lines out to end the game. Baltimore 2, Yankees 1. Game 5 today. We'll get to the TV later. Jason Hamill against CC Sabathia. An unbelievable series. And you've probably heard the stat now. Baltimore and the Yankees have played 22 games this year. Baltimore 11 wins. Yankees 11 wins. The Yankees also had 10 straight games, home games, extra inning games that they won 10 in a row. Obviously, that streak is broken. Was broken yesterday. Girardi was disclosed yesterday. Has been managing with a heavy heart. His father passed away on Saturday. He didn't want it to get out, but it was reported in the hometown newspaper, and so now it's out. And Girardi said, of course, you know, this is what my father would have wanted me to do. He would have wanted me to continue. And that's what Joe Girardi has done. Baltimore 2, Yankees 1. It's been just a disaster for the Yankee offense. Look, nobody's scoring a lot of runs, but the Yankees are just expected to. David Phelps takes the loss in relief. He's 0-1. You know, Derek Lowe came in late. A lot of people think Derek Lowe should have played a bigger role, but Phelps takes the loss. Phil Hughes started and pitched well. 6 2/3, 4 hits, just a Nate McLouth home run. 3 walks, 8 strikeouts. Saunders was very good as well for the Orioles. 5 2/3, 3 hits, 1 run earned. The bullpen, 7 1/3 relief. For the Orioles, no runs given up. Hunter, Patton, Ayala, Mattis, O'Day. Strop gets the win in relief. Johnson, as we said, comes in for his second save after blowing the save on Wednesday. Baltimore 2, Yankees 1. Game 5 this afternoon, 5:07 Eastern. Again, we'll get to the TV a little later, but there's going to be 2 Game 5s today. The other one will be St. Louis at Washington. We'll go over last night's St. Louis-Washington thriller after the break. This is the Steve Callis Show. We're at SportsTalkNetwork.com.
Every day, nearly 3,000 families enter into foreclosure and face losing their home. If you're currently behind on your mortgage, you can still avoid foreclosure. You can save your home, but you need to act now. We're Allied State Foreclosure Services. We're experts in saving homes from foreclosure. With just one phone call to us, you can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, and save your home. Call now. The call is free with no obligation. 1-800-603-8308. Call us if you've been threatened with foreclosure, denied loan modification, or missed a payment on your mortgage. If you've been a victim of a predatory loan or are upside down on your mortgage, even if you've lost your job and you're worried about losing your home, don't wait. Call us now and let us help you save your home. You've worked hard to build a life with your family. Let us help you keep your home. Call now before it's too late. 1-800-603-8308. 1-800-603-8308. 1-800-603-8308.
With nearly 30 years of experience in the electrical surplus and distribution business, Supply Line Electric has now taken its business onto the internet with a completely automated website for inventory control and order entry. Specializing in Square D, Eaton Cutler Hammer, Siemens Automation, Banner Engineering, ASCO Valves, Bussmann and Faraz Fuses, and coming very soon are more than 5,000 line items of Allen Bradley. SupplyLineElectric.com, your 24/7 distributor of electrical, motor control, and automation parts.
Follow your favorite NFL team all season long on SportsTalkNetwork.com. Team news, injury updates, game previews, and recaps are updated 24/7. SportsTalkNetwork.com. Your teams, your city, your passion.
Listen, if you're considering buying hardwood flooring, don't do anything until you've written down this number and received your free Lumber Liquidators catalog.
The flooring was high quality with an unbeatable price tag.
Call in the next 10 minutes to get your free catalog.
What I bought at Lumber Liquidators is a vastly higher quality than flooring I had installed 6 years ago, and for a fraction of the cost.
So if you want great hardwood flooring at unbeatable prices, trust Lumber Liquidators. We buy direct from the mills. Call right now to get our flooring guide and catalog absolutely free. It's filled with top quality hardwood flooring, including solid hardwoods, laminates, and bamboos, and even Bellawood pre-finished flooring with a 100-year transferable warranty. The same floor Bob Vila has in his home. This free catalog is full of tips, ideas, and our flooring project list to make your buying decisions easy. Hurry, call right now to get a copy of this free guide and catalog. Call 877-407-9413 to get your free copy now. 877-407-9413. 877-407-9413.
Blue Zoo Radio with Frank Reese. Sunday nights at 8 p.m. only on SportsTalkNetwork.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-509-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So, disable the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-509-MYTV.
Right now, to sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and up to four rooms. And there's no equipment to buy. That includes your free HDTV upgrade, your free DVR upgrade, and your free professional installation. And the best part? The pristine digital picture and sound.
Call 877-509-MYTV.
So, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit
card. Call 877-509-MYTV. 877-509-MYTV.
Disable the cable, cut costs, and get more.
Call 877-509-MYTV. 877-509-MYTV.
Welcome back to the Steve Callis Show on SportsTalkNetwork.com.
Yeah, we're back on the Steve Callis Show. The fourth game, arguably more exciting than the other three, as hard as that is to believe. St. Louis with a chance to knock out the Nationals in Washington to play the Nationals. Adam LaRoche hits a home run early for the Nationals to give them a 1-0 lead, his second of the series. St. Louis comes back as Carlos Beltran drives in shortstop Cosma with a run on a sacrifice fly to tie up the game at one. Then the pitching takes over again. But in the bottom of the ninth, Jason Worth, much maligned in Washington, the former Philly, signed a gigantic contract, has been up and down. But yesterday, in the bottom of the ninth, facing elimination, he has a 13-pitch at-bat against Lynn, who had come in to relieve. And on the 13th pitch, he hits the ball over the left field fence. Game-winning, game-ending home run. Washington 2, St. Louis 1. Washington lives today for a Game 5. Just stunning. But the relief pitching for Washington, and this has to be some kind of record, Jordan Zimmerman, the starter, comes in to relieve in the seventh inning and strikes out the side. Tyler Clippard comes in the eighth inning, strikes out the side. Drew Storen comes in the ninth inning, strikes out the first two guys he faces. 8 strikeouts in a row. The Nationals relievers strike out 8 Cardinals in a row, putting the Nationals in a position to win the game, and then Jason Worth goes ahead and wins it with a booming home run to left. Washington 2, St. Louis won a stunning victory, sets them up for Game 5 later today after the Yankee game. We'll get to the TV in a minute. Lynn takes the loss. Doran gets the win in relief. Worth with the home run. LaRoche with the home run. The Nationals only get three hits, but again, two of them are home runs. Ryan Zimmerman got the other hit. The Cardinals only get three hits. Craig goes 2 for 3. Beltran gets that RBI and a sac fly. Freeze goes 1 for 3. A grand total of 6 hits. And you know how pitching dominates in the playoffs. You saw it again yesterday. Nationals 2, Cardinals 1. Kyle Loesch was great for the Cardinals. 7 innings pitched. 2 hits, 1 run earned. Detweiler was excellent as well for the Nationals. 6 innings pitched. 3 hits, 1 run unearned. But again, Zimmerman, Clippard, and Storen in relief. Eight of the nine outs they got were via strikeout. Nationals 2, Cardinals 1. Series tied at 2. Game 5 to be played tonight. A number of non-baseball things going on, the biggest of which was the Steelers in Tennessee to play the Titans. Everybody loved the Steelers. Frankly, I was focused on a bunch of baseball games, but did catch the end of this game. And the Titans, with a last-second field goal, beat the Steelers 26-23. Steelers not only lose the game, but Mendenhall left the game. Don't know the extent of his injury. Pouncey, the All-Pro center, left the game. So it was a double whammy for the Steelers. They lost, and they have some injuries. Now, the key decision in this game was Coach Mike Tomlin's decision to allow his field goal kicker to try a 54-yard field goal very late in the game. Now, that's a long field goal. Sean Sweezen has been good this year, but he didn't make that field goal. And the Titans were able to come back the other way. You know, Matt Hasselbeck, the old veteran, is playing now. He had a really good game, but he drove them down the field to set up Rob Baronis for a 40-yard field goal on the last play of the game. Baronis makes it, his fourth field goal of the game. Tennessee 26, Pittsburgh 23. Hasselbeck, 25 for 44 for 290, one touchdown, one pick. Big Ben was excellent, 24 for 40, 363, one touchdown, one pick, including an 82-yard touchdown pass to Wallace, but it wasn't quite enough. Roethlisberger did break Terry Bradshaw's all-time career Pittsburgh Steelers passing mark. And again, you can't compare what quarterbacks do today to what quarterbacks did in Bradshaw's era. Just as you can't compare Breeze throwing in 48 a touchdown in 48 games in a row to Unitas throwing a touchdown in 47 games in a row, I don't think you can really compare Roethlisberger's 22,000 whatever yards to Bradshaw's 22,000 whatever yards. It's just such a different game now. You can't hit the quarterback, you can't hit the wide receivers, you know, other than the first 5 yards. But Titans get the win, Titans 26, Steelers 23. Chris Johnson woke up, 19 rushes for 91 yards. No rushing game at all for the Steelers. Receiving-wise for the Steelers, Redmond 4 receptions for 105 yards. Wallace 2 for 94, including that 82-yard touchdown. Miller 6 for 67. For the Titans, Wright 6 receptions for 71 yards, Britt 4 for 62 in that touchdown, Cook 4 for 54, Washington 3 for 57. A big win for the Titans, a bad loss for the Steelers. The Steelers, uncharacteristically now, 2-3 with 3 losses on the road. Obviously the Steelers normally a better road team than that. Excuse me, but Hasselbeck was great for the Titans. Big Ben was great for the Steelers. But Hasselbeck had enough time, and after that missed field goal, Tomlin took full responsibility for it. Most people thought it was just too much. His kicker's long had been 52, his career long, so he'd never kicked one. And it was just short. I mean, it was dead down the middle, but just short. Bottom line, Tennessee 26, Pittsburgh 23. Few other non-baseball football things going. In NASCAR, you probably heard the announcement, Dale Earnhardt Jr., you know, the whole concussion thing is going through all sports, not just football. Earnhardt got a concussion this last weekend at Talladega. He had gotten one 6 weeks ago in Kansas. Two concussions in 6 weeks. Doctor's order is Dale Earnhardt will not race for at least the next 2 weeks and maybe not for the rest of the season. The next chase race is Charlotte on Saturday. But, of course, Earnhardt, by missing two races, essentially has no chance to win the Cup. But it was interesting to see him interviewed. He obviously, like most guys, wants to fight through and play and drive, etc. But there's just more knowledge, more fear, I think, of the concussions. What will it do to you now? What will it do to you later? So Dale Earnhardt, grudgingly, but following doctor's orders, will not race this weekend. And again, I think that's sending shockwaves through the sport. He hasn't missed a race since 1999. A sad note, Beano Cook, if you follow college football, you know Beano Cook well. For decades, an ESPN announcer, college football commentator, kind of the guy you went to as the, knowing the history of college football. Beano Cook passed away yesterday at the age of 81. Very funny guy, very self-deprecating guy, and, you know, essentially a legend at ESPN, passes away at 81. A couple of other things. WNBA, Minnesota Lynx waiting to see who would win between Indiana and Connecticut to battle for the WNBA title. Last night, Indiana smothers Connecticut 87-71. Tamika Catchings, 22 points, 13 rebounds. Indiana wins the best of three series 2-1. Indiana advances to the final. They'll now play the Minnesota Lynx, and of course Minnesota, the defending WNBA championship. I always give you one game against the spread on Fridays. Last week it was the Bears, 3-3 at the half, 41-3 final, the Bears won. This week I'll give you the Vikings getting 2.5 from the Redskins. RG3 is going to play, but I think the Vikings are just one of the surprise teams in the NFL this year. It'll be interesting to see how much Griffin, how much offense he can generate his with his legs against the Vikings, who are a very good run defense team. I'll take Minnesota getting 2.5 over the Redskins. That game, of course, is in Washington. Your TV tonight, obviously mainly a baseball night. Orioles at Yankees, 5:07 Eastern on TBS. Jason Hamill against C.C. Sabathia. Hamill pitched well in Game 1 against the Yankees. C.C. Sabathia, of course, pitched better. C.C. went 8 2/3, almost a complete game. Orioles at Yankees, winner moves on to play the Tigers, loser goes home. And then following that on TBS, scheduled for 8:07, and you know how TBS does it. If the Yankee game isn't over, and it rarely is, they only allot 3 hours for these games, which is almost unrealistic in today's baseball, disappointingly as that may be. St. Louis at Washington, 8:07 Eastern, TBS. That game will start on TNT if the Yankee game is still going, if the Orioles and Yankees are still going. Also a deciding game. Adam Wainwright for the Cardinals, Gio Gonzalez for Washington. That's 8:07 on TBS, so a TBS doubleheader starting at 5:07 Eastern. If you want college football, Navy at Central Michigan, 8 o'clock Eastern on ESPN2. This is the Steve Kallis Show, or at SportsTalkNetwork.com.